From the home of things and stuff, Studio B, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Yeah, got a little chuckle out of you. Yeah.
Where?
It's never too late in the night to get a good chuckle out of you. It is.
It's going to be a quality produced show this time.
Oh, I got content. Content. Uh-huh. You got quality amateur producing.
We just said stop talking so we can talk about it on the air.
Yeah. That's actually
good. We still probably won't have time enough to play a song.
Oh, yay. No. Unless there's a podcast of the podcast that we just play music to at this point. Yeah. A podcast talking about music we didn't play on the show. I actually love the sound of that. We'll talk about that. There's probably a slot open. That's
for
not bad. I know there is. I've seen after about midnight. We can do anything we want. Oh,
could do outtakes.
We absolutely, yeah. Wow.
Can censored.
Apparently, we're gonna do a show about talking about a show we should have done. I like that too. We could do some sports.
Maybe.
No, we will. We will. I got. Okay. I have things written down. I have six things about sports, so we're gonna cover all of them. Yeah. I'm going to start on a somber, terrible note. The Badgers lost 15-6 to lose the Heartland Trophy, to Iowa. 15-6, and it was, for anybody who got a chance to watch that, man, that was some ugly, old-fashioned Big Ten football.
I mean,
when you lose your starting quarterback midway through the second quarter, and you're replacing him, you're not expecting a lot of offense, but they still have Braylon Allen. They still have dominant offensive line and skill position players.
Are you saying they lost?
They lost. 15-6.
Really?
Yeah, that's, you're playing good defense to give up 15 points to a team that, you know, is good enough. They have a better record than the Badgers now. They're a game ahead in the division against the Badgers, but 15-6, even worse than that, really, I guess, is the loss of Tanner Mordecai. Fifth or sixth year senior, transferred from SMU.
So he's probably done, probably, huh?
You know, you've got.
He can't work. He's not going to be playing another year.
No.
So he's pretty much probably done.
Yes.
And he's not going to get drafted.
He's a guy who will make a roster. We'll talk about it later.
Oh, yeah.
There's enough talent. There are a loss of talent at the quarterback position in the NFL where a guy who understands the position and is thrown for, by the end of his career, probably something like 90 touchdowns on his NFL career. Yeah, it's a big loss for the Badgers. You might see him on a roster somewhere.
Third,
you know,
maybe.
Sure, you know, that gives you a chance. With the amount of injuries that happen in the league, that gives you a chance to see the field.
By the way, practice squad makes pretty decent bank.
You still get to say to everyone in your community, I'm a professional football player. I'm a quarterback. I'm a starting quarterback for the practice squad, but I'm a starting quarterback.
I looked it up. I think they're making like $20,000 a year or a week.
Oh, that's solid.
Yeah.
For through
18,
an entire
depending
season.
Who you are and whatever, but it's like 15 to.
And you get called up. There's a pretty good chance you're getting called up at some point in the year and you get to be a.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
so anyway.
He's out, broken hand, and he was replaced by Braylon Locke, freshman transfer from Mississippi State. He didn't put up great numbers in the game really at all.
Yeah, he's a freshman and he just came off the bench.
Correct. But like we had talked about a couple months ago now, the quarterback room for the Wisconsin Badgers is better than it has ever been in the history of Wisconsin Badger football. So it's kind of an interesting opportunity for the three, and I believe it's all freshmen. Oh. All three of the backups are freshmen, either redshirt freshmen or old school freshmen.
Yeah.
Two transfers and a guy who played the bowl game last year. So it'll be kind of interesting to see with that new big fancy offense that we're supposed to see. You're getting quarterbacks who really fit a system. So, you know, maybe and these guys are all super high recruited. Both Locke and his backup, Nick Evers, is the other freshman, were top 10 quarterbacks in their recruiting class. They have real cannons. They have real guns. So that'll be kind of interesting to watch that.
Probably a good time to give one of them, you know, some of them experience.
Well, that's, you know, with
you know,
a
now
when you there's they were set up to have a year of experience watching a fifth year senior quarterback,
right.
Kind of like an Aaron Rodgers thing where you're learning a lot from watching a guy. So, it kind of accelerates the curve. Also, kind of puts a damper on, you know,
expecting anything
a little. Well, they went from being like 5 to 6 point favorites against Illinois to being a 2.5, 3 point favorite against Illinois. And makes me feel like a loss. That makes me feel like a loss is coming on the horizon, because Illinois is coached by former Wisconsin coach Brett Bielema, and their defensive coordinator or special assistant coach is Jim Leonard.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yep. So it's a, if you know, if you want to
homecoming,
pick, if you want to pick a nice grudge match for Illinois to really, really want to win. Win one for your coaches. Bielema, I don't know if he went, he left Wisconsin. Jim Leonard was not retained.
Yeah.
They're
still paying him, though.
They're absolutely still paying him.
I think.
He's not.
Once he got hired, I think that whole thing got.
That is correct.
So that
is the Wisconsin Badgers, like I said, against Illinois. They're sitting a game under Iowa. They're still going to be a bowl game team, it feels like. There's no expectations.
20 bowls out there, I suppose.
That is correct. You have to win 6 games out of 12 or 13 barring some big old slide where they lose 3, 4, 5 games in a row, still going to be a successful season. It's fun to watch their offense, and I'll be watching them once again. So that was everything on the Badgers.
Okay.
They're now let's see, Packers. Can we talk about the Green Bay Packers finally?
They were on a bye, weren't
they? They were on a bye.
So they didn't lose.
They absolutely did not lose. They didn't win. But that's okay. As poorly as they seem to be playing, or inconsistently as they seem to be playing in the last couple of weeks, it's I think a break was needed. As badly as their quarterback play was, especially, I feel like Jordan Love needed himself a nice week to just watch a little bit of film. And as a reward, they get to play against the Broncos.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you saw it at the same time.
They have a show just on that hot
mess.
That's
man alive. Yeah, you get to play against what looks consistently like the worst team in football. I cannot believe that teams are worse than the Houston Texans. But
the Texans are not. They're actually
correct.
Decent.
Or Chicago Bears. Or I would rather be the Carolina Panthers, correct?
Would you rather be Arizona Cardinals?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they...
They don't know where the quarterback. I mean,
They're in line to be able to draft number one
again.
They're in line to be able to trade Kyler Murray for something. And you're at the bottom over. Yeah, I'd rather be Arizona Cardinals. Absolutely. Yeah. The Broncos. They've traded so much capital to get Russell Wilson and Sean Payton.
3 first rounders, 4 seconds.
Yeah, you've really got to. If you're an owner, you really got to believe that those were the answers.
Well, this happened before the new owners, the Waltons.
Yes.
You know, so now the Waltons are like, no.
Yeah. No. This it's
the rumor right now is that it's a lot of speculation that if Russell Wilson does not improve, maybe they might cut him. Because his guarantee doesn't hit until 2024.
So at the end of the season, they just like
that's the way it goes.
And you know that's it. If that's fine, because you don't if you were a gambler, you wouldn't send more good money after bad, right? Like you wouldn't just keep us helping. Like I hope this is the year. I hope this is the year. We're gonna pay you $60 million. No, you're right. And that's a weird thing because I'm a big Russell Wilson fan. He went to Wisconsin. Yeah. That season he played at Wisconsin, that was one of the best Wisconsin Badger teams that I have ever seen. Yeah, I really liked when he came into the league.
Yeah, I don't know if it was...
Played for Seattle. He had all the right things going on in Seattle.
He was looking like a Hall of Fame quarterback at Seattle.
Yeah.
Until that last year.
Yeah.
Then they get rid of him.
Seattle knew something. Seattle apparently knew something that the rest... that everybody but the Broncos. Apparently, the Broncos were the only ones who didn't know. Russell Wilson might be washed up, and Sean Payton hasn't coached in 5 years.
So you get
a little bit behind the curve after 5 years, and he wasn't a young coach. The reason he stepped down from the Saints is because he was getting older.
Well, I guess he hit a certain point. You kind of go, I'm going to take a break. Because I can go anywhere. I mean, at that point in his career, he could do what he did whatever he wanted.
He was also talked about. You can be an announcer. You can be the coach for Dallas. You can be the coach for the Giants. You can be the coach for anybody you want. Sean Payton. He was just take a year, and he picked he picked the wrong team. But he was paid a giant pile of money
to do it. You're going to find out in the offseason how much they want him to do his team.
Right, that Saints team.
Yeah, his team that. You know,
five
win,
years
lose, or
ago,
draw, it's going to be his team on the line in 3 years, two years.
Before he left the Saints, Sean Payton was inarguably one of the best, 3 to 4 coaches in football. So, yeah, he's got to have – he knows something that some coaches do not know. So, hopefully they're paying him a lot of money to find out. Hopefully not in this game because I'd like to – I'd love to see a nice turn-it-around game.
Because the Packers are usually –
It's an afternoon game. You get a 3 o'clock.
But after a bye, they usually win.
This field, yes. Yeah. The numbers support it. And this would be the spot where a week of film and getting Aaron Jones back. They get their best player back. Better than any other player on that team.
Yeah.
I mean, David Bakhtiari apparently is never going to play football again. So, he doesn't count. He's not on the roster. But Aaron Jones is the best.
Yeah.
And he's missed a couple weeks. They've missed a running game for every time Aaron Jones isn't on the field. They run it for 0 yards is essentially how it seemed to be going. So that'll be nice. You're getting Christian Watson at full strength. You've got, give or take, because you never assume Bakhtiari is playing. This is the Packers at 100%.
Yeah.
Going into this game, their defense has looked really, really good, despite their their uneven their 2-3 record. Their defense has been better than their offense, and Jordan Love is currently ranked as the 35th best quarterback. He's not ranked well in overall stats. So this would be, you've got 2 years of Jordan Love, but it's spots like this where these make the difference. When you're looking at re-signing him a couple of years down the road or at some point in next year, did he come back after a bye week and beat a terrible Denver team?
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like Minnesota playing Chicago last weekend. You better win. If you don't win, just lose horribly.
I was watching the same game you were.
I turned it off. I was just like, I got better stuff to do.
It was a weird thing to get. Were you upset that at a certain point you watched a couple of quarters, and did it dawn on you at some point, boy, this team's not good? Because I watched the same game you did, and the Bears aren't great. The Bears have some talent, but they're not good. Yeah. Minnesota looked barely better.
We knocked out Fields, or he got knocked out. So, where does that put us? Fields could have, if he would have stayed, we probably would have lost.
You think so? I mean, he did look pretty good for a second.
Yeah, he was looking a little.
He looks better than your backup.
Our defense, great. Okay, it looked really good, or it looked better, not really great, but whatever you're used to. But, Akeem Nicks was defensive NFC player of the week.
And their defense is kind of fun to watch because they blitz more than anybody.
Yeah, usually.
This was the first Vikings game. Careful. You're going to break the equipment.
Yeah.
We just had a fundraiser to keep this equipment in. For a new chair. With that, their defense looks good. Like I said, I haven't seen them on TV until this league. It's fun to watch a team that blitzes a lot. It does come back to haunt you once in a while, as their record shows.
And I don't think our secondary is as good as it should be when, as far as there's guys on there that are making plays and they're looking pretty good, but you can tell it's first year defense.
I mean, I'd like to see this coaching staff stay intact, right?
Yeah,
like,
it'd be nice.
If you have a bad year this year, I don't think anyone's losing their job, but if you have two bad years in a row, so I'd like to see them start to stockpile some of this talent that, like their kind of defensive players.
Yeah, yeah,
so their
yeah,
kind
yeah.
that makes a big difference on a team that blitzes
it's,
a lot.
No matter what they call it, competitive rebuild. It's a rebuild. It's going to be. So the biggest question is going to be, what do you do with the quarterback?
Nothing, right? Like at the end of the
year,
they're
going to re-sign him.
You're going to get another. Kirk Cousins is going to make more guaranteed money than I feel like any quarterback in the history. Yeah. By talent, he's made more money by ability than any other quarterback that I can think of.
Well, until recently, with all the contract signings in the last couple of years.
For a while there, he was
the highest. When they re-signed him the last time around, he was the highest paid at $35 million.
And if I remember correctly, before he left Washington and came to Minnesota, he was franchised twice there also.
Yeah.
So he has made just bank after bank for about 8 years now.
Everybody was talking about, the trade deadline's coming up October 31st, Halloween.
I expect very little movement. The NFL rarely moves the needle. Once in a while, you'll see a first-round pick last year actually did move the needle. There was a couple times big picks made.
Yeah.
But I don't think anything happens with this one.
The problem with Kurt is he's got a no trade clause, so you can't really do it unless he's going to, hey, Kirk, we're shipping you off to, someplace really nice with potential, because he wants to win, obviously.
And if you're a team with potential, you probably also have a quarterback already. I don't know of any good teams that have a bad quarterback.
Atlanta?
Except for, I watched. That guy's not awful. He's a C plus quarterback.
Yeah, but would they be better with Kurt?
Oh, sure they would be.
But mid-season doesn't make any sense.
It never does.
Because it's going to take him weeks to figure everything out.
Even if they make some connection of like, oh, he had a guy on the staff who knew Kurt Cousins when he did it. There's no...
Arizona, maybe.
And same thing. You are learning on the fly a brand new thing. And also, if you're Minnesota, you're just shuffling a backup quarterback in there who doesn't take first team reps. All of a sudden, you are pulling a practice squad quarterback to be your backup. It's a whole process to trade a quarterback.
JJ's out for a couple weeks. Marcus Davenport's now on IR.
Oh, so they
what
really
a shocker.
So they really could end up tank. So their win was not a win for you on Sunday. Then it was you kind of.
I want them to beat NFC North.
Okay.
And then everybody else can lose.
I mean, they're gonna if they finish second in the NFC North, they're still not gonna be a 500 team. Doesn't feel like a bold proclamation at this point in the season.
Well,
that whoever
let's look at the schedule real quick.
Second place in that division is not gonna win nine games.
No. 49ers on Monday.
Big old loss. Although Purdy finally lost a game and he didn't look great.
And also
Christian McCaffrey
got an oblique injury. Trent Williams might be out,
but that's still not a win.
Packers, San Francisco they're gonna lose that one. Packers,
is it at? It's at Green Bay, right?
At Green
Bay.
A loss. I don't know about that.
They're gonna tie at six. They're gonna both score six points. It's gonna be awful football.
Falcons, we should win that one.
Okay, so you got one win.
Saints at home.
Saints are good.
Yeah. Not lately.
I mean, they're better. It's a weird benchmark at this point in the season because there's a lot of teams with one loss that I know are really good. There's a lot of teams with one win that I know are really bad. But everybody else in the middle of the NFL, I could make an argument that any team could go on a six-game winning streak here.
Broncos, Bears again, Raiders.
Yeah.
We'll lose to the Bengals.
Bengals should be better.
Lions will probably lose horribly.
Lions are the... I'm going to tell you, the Lions feel like the second best team in the NFC.
There's some people putting them ahead as number one.
You know, I still
I
like.
Can't argue with it though.
You could. I still like in a single game. I like Philly or I like San Francisco over Detroit. But man, Detroit is really well coached. Detroit has put a lot of talent on the field.
They play like they're just.
Yeah.
You know, they play like the coach is.
They play like an angry high school team.
Yeah.
Like, they sound like they play like they got pumped up in the locker room. Like, they heard the best speech in the locker room before they came out every time they play. And I do like that. Because in the NFL.
They play mean. They play mean. Yeah. I mean, their defensive line, I mean, with Hutchinson, too.
Sure.
I mean, he's.
Oh, man. Did you see the interception that he made in that game, by the way? Yeah, me too. If anybody, boy, it's really boring radio to listen, but man, he made a catch. He spun around, he shed a blocker, and made the interception, one-handed interception as a defensive lineman. I have never seen that play made ever in the history.
Yeah.
I've not seen it. I'm sure it's happened, that Detroit team should win 14 games.
And Jared Goff is playing good.
He's playing like he's going to get paid.
Smart.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some the last several days saying, you know, if he keeps on going the way he's going, he'll be in contention for MVP.
Yeah. Yes, because
but he's not the one. My argument is that he's not. They can win, I think, without him.
He feels like a Brad Johnson quarterback type to me, where
Rich Gannon.
I love me some Rich Gannon. Yeah, that was one of my favorite quarterbacks growing up. But yes, not a lot of talent. But, you know, when you're winning, not a lot of arm talent, but when you're
Detroit's going to win the division.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I think they'll win a couple games, but I don't think they're beaten. I don't think they're going to beat San Fran.
So you really...
I think, right now is looking like they're going to be the ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, they are set up
Not for, Dallas.
No, Dallas never wins. Dallas is not...
There'll be a dumpster fire by the time they end of the season again.
I love... watching Dallas lose more than I like watching
because of McCarthy or just because
Dallas goes way back, way back.
96.
As a Packer fan, I remember watching as a kid Dallas just. We'd have to go to Dallas. It seemed like every year, and just get stomped on by Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith and all Deion Sanders and the whole thing. Yeah, yeah, no, I am very much anti-Dallas Cowboys as much as I can.
You know, and we knew that. Starting the season, I was kind of high up on Detroit.
Yeah.
I kind of feel sorry for them because they've had such a historically losing...
I mean, they've been 0-6. They've been 0-16. They've made an entire season without winning.
Last time they've gone...
They almost did it twice.
Yeah. And the last time they were in the playoffs, 90-91 year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was their starting quarterback, and Barry Sanders was playing the last time they won.
Remember Joey Harrington?
Wayne Fonts. Was their head coach. Yeah, there's a name. Yeah, I remember a lot of those players, but those were not... That's been that long. It's been an incredibly long, long time since they've been anything close to good.
Yeah.
You almost... If I'm guessing, unless they were in the NFC North, I would forget that they were a team.
For the longest time.
You know, if I was naming...
Because you look at the schedule, whether it's Packers looking at them or my Vikings, you kind of go, Detroit, there's two guaranteed wins.
It's an automatic win for...
Now you're like, no.
Well, not anymore. No, they've done... They did what the Packers have done. The Packers, to be that good for that long, had to maintain it with steady, good quarterback play and mean... Good defense. You get a Reggie White. You get a Charles Woodson in there. But you have good defensive players all over the place.
And they're fighting hard.
Offensive line and great draft picks. They've hit on draft picks. I watched players in Detroit. Their players are absolutely have made a difference. Yeah, you know, the Detroit looks like clearly the best team.
Yep. Bears. Want to talk about the Bears? You know, we should just talk about the NFC North, I guess.
You want to just do the North?
For now?
We'll talk about the playoffs next week if we fit it in.
7 minutes.
We'll just randomly say playoffs are coming, Major League Baseball playoffs. But yeah, no, the NFC North, Justin Fields got hurt. His backup didn't look great, but didn't look terrible.
That team's just a hot mess.
It's great. It's really...
And they're going to... I mean, with the way Carolina's been bad, I mean, I think they still lost. I think they're still winless.
Carolina is still winless. Yes.
So there's number one, number two pick.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing what... So there was a team that traded up to get... The Texans this year traded a lot of stuff to get the third overall pick and the second and third overall pick, right?
Yes.
They gave up a ton. The Bears are going to do that this year without having to give up anything.
Right.
They are going to be able to get themselves a quarterback and they want.
What do you do with Fields?
Same thing you do with every quarter. You trade him for a fourth-round pick.
We've talked about this several weeks.
Yes, you trade him for a fourth-round pick, and you say, thanks for your efforts. Good luck to you on your next thing, because we're going to draft a guy that we feel like Caleb Williams, the guy coming that everybody wants to tank for.
He's kind of an arrogant.
Yeah, but you know, be a quarterback, man.
Some of the articles coming out saying whatever team that he gets drafted by, he wants partial ownership.
That wasn't real. That's not real. That's not a real thing. You can't do that. That's not a real. It's not a real request you can make. You're on their team for 5 years. You can only sign so much money. But anyway,
so if he doesn't sign,
but if he's that good, and people are saying he's that good, he's Peyton Manning, he's Aaron Rodgers, he's what turns your franchise around. I mean, if you're playing, we've talked about this every single week, and I'll keep saying it over and over, if you're a Chicago Bears quarterback, you're not going to have a good career. And it's until you leave Chicago, nothing positive will happen for you. And also, Caleb Williams has the ability as a junior and as NIL money. When the NCAA started giving guys money, they can now stay. Caleb Williams said that he can make six figures by staying at USC for another year. He can make, you know, $3 or $4 million as a $5 million, $6 million as a, but you're also going to be stuck going to a Chicago or a Duck. I mean,
I could see him just saying,
I'm going to stick around for another year.
I'll pad my stats, get some more in, you know.
You know how many people have won three Heismans? Not a lot of people have won, you know. No, so it's kind of an interesting...
He lost on Saturday, though.
He didn't look great. Notre Dame, I don't like rooting for Notre Dame like I don't like rooting for the Cubs, like I don't like rooting for the Cowboys. There's something about those shiny helmets that I don't like them winning either. Okay. But I watched that game because it was on. But no, people, you're trying to tank for that guy. He looks really, really good. But if you're Chicago, it doesn't matter because your best quarterback played 100 years ago. Sid Luckman, I believe, played in the 20s. That is the last time you had.
Yeah, because McMahon wasn't
an all pro. You know what? If you ran through, if we looked it up, the amount of teams that haven't had an all pro quarterback feels pretty low. Even on some of the worst teams, you've had Jacksonville has had a Mark Brunell.
But he wasn't.
Steve Berline was a Pro Bowler. You know, maybe the Texans. Well, Texans had Deshaun Watson at some point. I can't name a team that hasn't had a great quarterback.
Fran Tarkenton for us.
That's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Tom Brady played for the Buccaneers. So, yeah, the Chicago hasn't had an all-pro ever. If you're Caleb Williams, you're probably really, really hoping you don't have to come back to USC one more year to avoid Chicago. But, they're a fun dumpster fire to watch. Yeah. We could make that list again as the worst. We could talk about the worst teams again. But Carolina's at least on the right track. They've already got their quarterback. They know what the problem is. Their problem is talent.
Frank Wright has stopped calling offensive plays. He's actually letting his OC do it, though.
Interesting. I mean, it's interesting because that's how he got the job. he got the job as a quarterback and offensive coach, and now he's just a coach. But I get it. I think they have a lot to do.
Yeah, they're
these pro coaches, they have a lot on their plate during a day. You know, I saw that too. Chicago's super fun to root against, and you don't even have to root against them.
Do you think it'll be a clearing of the house
in Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's Justin Aver Fields Blues. Is going to cost three.
Yeah.
He's going to cost two general managers and three head coaches his job in 4 years. That's a weird resume builder for Justin Fields. Even if he goes on to have a career with somebody somewhere for something,
yeah,
it's interesting that his career started out by.
But I think if they draft another quarterback. And I think the coach it'll be the new coach's quarterback, you know. So
which is interesting.
So he lives and dies with him, kind of a thing.
Yeah, no, he's.
Yeah. It's like Reichen, Carolina, same thing.
Yeah, that'll be a nice cleaning of the house once again, which means if you're, gosh, I hope you're not a Chicago Bears football. It means you reset your we get another reset. Like these last 3 years weren't reset enough. We had the number one overall pick. We're going to get it again, and now we're going to finally reset. I mean, that's how you win. If you're in the NFL or if you're in any sport, you win by getting draft.
Yep.
Get guys in the draft, win when you can.
Yeah, because it's all money.
Yeah, in a league, most part. I mean, if there's a salary cap in a league, you have to draft correctly because you have to have a four-year window where you can afford a great quarterback, or you have to have a four-year window where your quarterback is cheap and the rest of your team is all stars. So
how's that explain Kansas City? They've drafted really good.
Well, they've everywhere. Done it all. They've done all those things. Yeah, they've drafted the right quarterback and signed him and drafted an all-star tight end and drafted offensive and defensive linemen and kept the right coach and kept them around and cut guys at the right time. Yeah, no, Kansas City Chiefs are the model franchise.
For the most part, they're rough this year. They're looking not... like the greatest.
Not like champ. No. I mean,
Bellamy not being there.
It's amazing how quick that window does close where you go from being clearly the best, you go from A+ to just A level, and all of a sudden the other A level teams can take a shot at you.
Okay. You got about a minute.
Well, the Major League Baseball playoff. No, just kidding. We got the Diamondbacks and the Phillies. Are in the National League Championship Series. Those are two wild card teams. And in the American League, you got the Houston Astros, who are cheaters. And they cheated. They absolutely cheated. That's a real thing. And the Texas Rangers, both of the Texas teams in the American League. I was watching a little bit. It's baseball. It's not the Brewers. So it takes a little bit to get excited about it. Once the World Series hits, we can talk about World Series-y things. No, that's about all the baseball things.
Which one do you think is going to go?
Philly, they won 10 or 11 nothing.
They were in it last year, too, right?
Yes, Philly
but
is,
they lost.
Philly is really well. They got great players. They should have won more than 90 games. They were in a really tough division. They are really, really good. And the Houston Astros, unfortunately, are going to...
Rangers are up 2-0, though.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Good. Rangers, I don't know much about, but we can talk baseball next week when we're not all fired about the NFC North.
10 seconds.
This has been awesome. Thanks, everybody. Have a great, great week. Later.
Don't forget to check us out on Spotify and on the web, wdrt.org. Thank you, guys. See you next week.